The radical thought for today comes out of the daily reading of the one-year Bible, Deuteronomy 32:6. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you? God tells Moses to teach the people of Israel this song, of which this verse is a part. The purpose is to warn them against turning away from God and to teach them what will happen if they do turn away from God. There's also a warning to the nations that will ultimately persecute the people of Israel after they have turned away from God. Everything that this song warns about happens to the nation of Israel. All God wanted them to do was to worship him alone. If they had done that, if they had obeyed God, there's no telling what the world would look like today. God promised them blessings in abundance and that they would have no disease or sickness like the other nations. He would set them apart and they would stand unique within the world. They chose to do things their own way and experience the consequences of their poor choices. It would have been more excusable if they hadn't known what it was that God wanted them to do, but they had it clearly documented. They knew what God expected of them, but they allowed the influences of the world and of their own wicked hearts to draw them away from God. In our verse for the day, God describes them as foolish and unwise, or as foolish people. God says in our verse for the day that we owe it to him to obey him. And we owe it to him for two reasons. He created us and established us. The first one's pretty easy to understand. The reason why we exist is because God decided he wanted us to exist. Your parents were the tool God used to accomplish his plan of bringing you into the world. However that happened, it was part of God's plan. God created us because he wanted to. He didn't need to, and he didn't have to. He wanted to. And that's a good reason to do what he says. Not only did he create us, but he also established us. That means that God set everything up so that our lives would be what they are. Everything you have or are is a result of God establishing you. Without God, you would be lost, wandering aimlessly and pointlessly through life like the rest of the world is. God has provided all that you need to be right where you are. And he's at the same time positioning everything you will need so that you can go where he wants you to go. Now, we, of course, get to choose to go where he wants us to go. When we choose to go somewhere other than where he wants us, desires us to go, we are proving Moses' song to be true. We are foolish and unwise people. If we're honest with ourselves and with God, we would understand all of these things more fully. If God created us and established us, and he is a good God, which he is, then anywhere that he would want us to go would be good. Anywhere that we want to go, if it's not where God wants us to go, would be bad. To choose the bad rather than the good is foolish and unwise. It often amazes me that God puts up with us at all. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us to have good sense. The Radical Thought is a ministry of the Radical Word. Go to radicalword.com to find out more about the things we put out to encourage you to grow in your faith. Until next time, go and be radical with Jesus.